In this bulletin, permits required to enter Victoria from tonight. Some restrictions to remain after Greater Brisbane's COVID-19 lockdown lifts. And in cricket, Will Pukowski injures his shoulder during the third test against India. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Anyone travelling to Victoria from 6pm today will need to apply for a permit to enter the state. The permits will be allocated based on Victoria's national traffic light system for its border closures, with every part of the country classified as either red, orange or green, based on coronavirus risks. Travel from a green zone is permitted without restriction, while those travelling from an orange zone will be required to isolate until they receive a negative COVID-19 test result. Premier Daniel Andrews says regional New South Wales will change to an orange zone tonight, but Greater Sydney and Greater Brisbane will remain red zones, meaning travel from those areas isn't permitted without a special exemption.
I want to thank particularly all of those people who are very patiently waiting until the public health advice allows us to have those people return home. We know this is a deeply inconvenient, very challenging time for you, but there really is no alternative but to follow the best of public health advice and make sure that we do nothing, any of us, do absolutely nothing to jeopardise the very precious thing that we've built here.
And Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has announced Greater Brisbane's coronavirus lockdown will be lifted at 6pm today after recording another day without any new locally acquired cases. But she says some restrictions will remain in place for a further 10 days. The three-day lockdown was introduced last week after a cleaner at one of Brisbane's quarantine hotels tested positive to the highly infectious UK variant of coronavirus. Ms Palaszczuk says, though, it will still be mandatory for residents of Greater Brisbane to carry and wear face masks indoors until the 22nd of January. Household gatherings are limited to 20 people and businesses and venues will be required to follow the one person per 4 square metre rule.
When in doubt, wear a mask. That's very simple, but it's those crowded areas. We just want Greater Brisbane for the next 10 days to all be part of this mask wearing. It is for 10 days only, and then hopefully if we get zero community transmission over those 10 days, then we can just go back to the rest of Queensland.
Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded 3 new locally acquired cases of coronavirus, all linked to the existing Biralla cluster. 8 new cases have been detected in hotel quarantine, and an investigation is underway to find close contacts of a person infected with coronavirus who visited a hospital in Western Sydney. And the Northern Territory government has revoked its coronavirus hotspot declaration for the Greater Brisbane area. That means anyone who travelled to the Northern Territory from Brisbane over the weekend will now be released from mandatory quarantine. The ACT has also lifted its quarantine requirements for people from Greater Brisbane. The hotspot declarations were made on Friday after a positive case of the UK variant was detected in Brisbane. Meanwhile, WA Premier Mark McGowan says he stayed state's border with Queensland will remain closed for now. Overseas now, and United States House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will push ahead with efforts to remove Donald Trump from office during the final days of his presidency for his role in inciting deadly riots at the Capitol. Ms. Pelosi says the House of Representatives will vote this week on a resolution urging Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment of the US Constitution, which allows him and the cabinet to remove the president if he's unable to discharge his official duties. She says if that fails, Democrats plans to initiate impeachment proceedings. More than 200 House Democrats and one Republican have already declared their support for impeachment, while 2 Senate Republicans also back the move. In the cricket, Will Pukowski's sparkling test debut against India has been soured after the opener injured his shoulder while fielding for Australia. The 22-year-old was hurt after diving for a ball at mid-wicket during the second session of the final day at the Sydney Cricket Ground. He stayed down for about a minute as teammates came to his aid before leaving the field at the end of the over. Pukowski scored 62 in the first innings in Sydney, with the likes of great Ricky Ponting claiming he could be a 10-year player at the top of the order for Australia. Let's see what Tuesday's weather's doing across the country. Sunny in Perth, 33 degrees. Similar conditions for Adelaide, where it'll be 32. Partly cloudy, 23 in Melbourne. In Hobart, a possible early shower, 21 for you. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 35 degrees. In Wollongong, mostly sunny and 29. In Sydney, much the same, 29. Sunny as well in Newcastle, 30. Partly cloudy in Brisbane, 29. Showers, 33 in Cairns. Possible shower or storm, 34 degrees for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.